DCX systems worth 500 crore rupees, consisted of a fresh issue component of 400 crore rupees and an offer for sale of 100 crore rupees. The IPO saw fairly strong response on day 1 and day 2 of the IPO and closed with an impressive subscription at the close of day 3. As per the combined bid details put out by the BSE at the close of day 3, DCX Systems Limited IPO was subscribed a hefty 69.79x overall, with best demand coming from the QIB segment followed by the retail segment and then the HNI. While the retail and HNI had shown sufficient traction in the first 2 days itself, the response of the QIB segment gained substantial traction on the last day of the IPO, IEO 2nd November 2022. Also read, an NBSP, DCX Systems Limited IPO gets 45% anchor allocated as of close of 02nd November 2022, out of the 145.11 lakh shares on offer in the IPO, DCX Systems Limited saw bids for 10,127.44 lakh shares. This implies an overall subscription of 69.79x. The granular breakup of subscriptions was in favor of the QIB investors followed by the retail investors and the HNI investors in that order. QIB bids and NI bids typically gather most of the momentum on the last day, and that was the case in this issue also, more so in the case of the QIB bidders getting bunched on the last day of the IPO. DCX Systems Limited IPO subscription day 3 category subscription status qualified institutional buyers, QIB 84.32 times S, HNI 2 lakh rupees to 10 lakh rupees 41.05 B, HNI above 10 lakh rupees 45.44 non-institutional investors, NI 43.97 times retail individuals 61.77 times employees NA overall 69.79 times QIB portion. Let us first talk about the pre-IPO anchor placement. On the 28th of October 2022, DCX Systems Limited did an anchor placement of 10,869,564 shares at the upper end of the price band of 207 rupees to 12 anchor investors raising 225 crore rupees. The list of QIB investors included a number of marquee global names like Volrado, Cohesion MK, Thelem India, Resonance Opportunities Fund and BNP Paribas Arbitrage Fund. Domestic anchor investors included HDFC Mutual Fund and Motilal Oswal Mutual Fund, and NBSP. The QIB portion net of anchor allocation as explained above has a quota of 81.66 lakh shares, of which it has got bids for 6,885.50 lakh shares at the close of day 3, implying a subscription ratio of 84.32x for QIBs at the close of day 3. QIB bids typically get bunched on the last day, and while the heavy demand for the anchor placement had given an indication of the institutional appetite for the DCX Systems Limited IPO subscription overall, the actual demand did turn to be quite robust for the IPO. The HNI portion got subscribed 43.97x, getting applications for 1,674.14 lakh shares against the quota of 38.07 lakh shares. That is a very healthy response at the close of day 3, largely because this segment normally sees the maximum response bunched on the last day. Bulk of the funded applications and corporate applications come in on the last day of the IPO, and that was visible as the overall HNI portion itself got oversubscribed. However, the HN portion had got a good response in the first 2 days itself. Now the NI HNI portion is reported in two parts, viz. Bids below 10 lakh rupees and bids above 10 lakh rupees BHNI. The bids above the 10 lakh rupees category BHNIs typically represents most of the major funding customers. If you break up the HNI portion, the above 10 lakh rupees bid category got subscribed just 45.44x, while the below 10 lakh rupees bid category SHNIs got subscribed 41.05x. This is just for information and is already part of the overall HNI bids explained in the previous para. Retail individuals, the retail portion was subscribed a relatively healthy 61.77x at the close of day 3, showing reasonable retail appetite. It must be noted that retail allocation is 10% in this IPO. for retail investors, out of the 25.38 lakh shares on offer, valid bids were received for 1,567.80 lakh shares, which included bids for 1,372.92 lakh shares at the cut-off price. The IPO is priced in the band of 197 rupees to 207 rupees, and has closed for subscription as of the close of Wednesday, 02 ND November 2022.